This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation. There is a percentage from the last election that's become iconic in this country and around the world. You've probably heard it, that 81% of evangelicals voted for Donald Trump. It's become a statistic that strikes all kinds of feelings around the country. What it means to be evangelical. 81% of evangelicals voted for Donald Trump. People hear the word evangelical out there in the country. What do they think? They think about Jerry Falwell Jr. They think about Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son. They think about the Trump evangelicals who completely support Trump even when he says things that are literally antithetical to the gospel, because the media has gotten the narrative wrong. The good news is that narrative is changing. Here's how. We convened a gathering of evangelicals, people who identify with that tradition, come from that world, are proximate to it, adjacent to it. The difference was they were majority people of color. They were all under 40, and a majority of women. And we first learned from the data that, in fact, evangelicals of color, diverse evangelicals, did not vote that way at all. They overwhelmingly voted against Donald Trump in the last election. But there, that wasn't counted. What they mean by evangelicals in the media is white evangelicals. That's what they're counting. And they're older white evangelicals, a demographic that is clearly fading. So I was there. Let me just say, I'm not a person of color. I'm not a woman. And I'm not young. But a number of us invited these younger, diverse evangelicals to come together and tell us what they thought. Because when we were young, a long time ago, in 1973, a number of us, multiracial women and men, produced something called the Evangelical Declaration of Social Concern. Long time ago, it talked about racism. It talked about sexism. It talked about putting our faith into action. It talked about being biblical Christians who committed themselves to biblical justice. And that was in place for a long time, but there was a political takeover in 1980 when a group called the Religious Right came on the scene and took over the word evangelical. And they were started by a bunch of political operatives, really, Republican right-wing political operatives. And those operatives will tell you today that's what they did. So here's all these younger people. We asked them what they thought about the word evangelical and what they think the word should mean. And they talked about how they felt so violated by this term, evangelical, because it really means white evangelical and male evangelical. And it expresses the politics that are bad news to the poor, that make more captives and, in fact, are oppressive to the oppressed. So we got together this group and we said, what do we mean by this word evangelical? And do you care about this? And how do we change this narrative about what it means to be an evangelical? So one of the black evangelicals in the room said this, well, let's go back to what Jesus meant by evangelical. So in Luke 4, Jesus' first sermon, his opening gig, I call it, his Nazareth Manifesto, he was doing his mission statement, and he quoted Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, proclaim release to the captives, and to let the oppressed go free. The word good news there in the Greek is evangel, from which we get the words evangelism and evangelical. Now, what that text means, he says, is that good news to the poor and the captives and the oppressed was central to the earliest message of Jesus. Now, some of us had said that a long time ago. That's how I define the word evangelical, which means If your gospel is not good news to the poor, the captives, and the oppressed, it isn't the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. So this whole group that I was with, they all believe that. They're all doing that. They're working all over the country. They're not just saying it, they're doing it all over the country. And their lives are changing the narrative of what it means to be evangelical. So they released a new document. We just put it up on sojo.net this week. It's called The Chicago Invitation. Diverse evangelicals continue the journey. And these new, younger, diverse evangelicals, majority of women and people of color, they committed themselves in this amazing document, which is good news, to protect and care for the earth as God's creation, to resist all manifestations of racism, white nationalism, and any form of bigotry, all of which are sins against God, to resist patriarchy, toxic masculinity, any form of sexism, and to affirm the dignity, voices, and leadership of women. And then they said this, we commit to defend the dignity and rights of all people, particularly as we celebrate and embrace the increasing racial and ethnic diversity in our nation and our churches. What white evangelicals feel is a threat, this growing, multicultural, diverse nation, they're saying is a gift. That, to me, is good news. A generation is emerging, rising up all over the country, and they want to go back to what Jesus said evangelicals are, those who bring good news, proclaim liberty, free the oppressed, those who bring good news to the poor. I was excited about that new generation of evangelicals who are going back to what Jesus meant and Jesus said, which will overturn the tables of this old white evangelical world. So that's good news that I wanted you to know about. The Chicago Invitation. Diverse evangelicals continue the journey. This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation.